Carrefour. Off its trolley. Europe's biggest retailer looks even shakier as its Brazilian deal falls apart.
Shareholders of Carrefour, a French retailer, must feel as bewildered as shoppers lost in one of its giant stores. In the past 2 years, the company has suggested several new strategies to lift its sagging share price, such as selling emerging market businesses or spinning off its property, only to abandon them. Profit warnings have come thick and fast. The latest surprise was a plan to merge Carrefour's Brazilian business with Companhia Brasileira de Distribuição, CBD, a local competitor. This week, the deal evaporated after a furious protest from Casino, a rival French retailer which already holds a stake in CBD. More surprises may be in store. Carrefour has two powerful shareholders, Bernard Arnault, the boss of LVMH, a luxury goods group, and Colony Capital, a property investment firm. The two jointly own 14% of Carrefour's shares and 20% of its voting rights, mostly through a vehicle called Blue Capital. They are desperate to rescue their investment, made in 2007, when Carrefour's share price was more than twice as high as it is today. Blue Capital's original plan, drawing on Colony's expertise, was to make a one-off profit by having Carrefour sell all or part of its property portfolio. The retailer would then wrap up the cash in plastic bags and hand it to shareholders with a smile. But some investors have argued that forcing Carrefour to pay rent would weaken it. Carrefour proposed a partial sale of its property in March, along with the sale of Dia, a successful Spanish hard discount chain. Minority shareholders forced Carrefour to abandon the property sale in June, but Dia was sold this month. Mr. Arnault's latest gambit, to merge with CBD's Pão de Açúcar, an upmarket food chain in Brazil, was more in the long-term interest of Carrefour. The combined company would have been a retail powerhouse in a fast-growing market. But Casino, an arch-rival of Carrefour, owns 37% of CBD and is poised to take control next year. Its opposition, together with an outcry against further concentration of the Brazilian retail market, scuppered the deal. The Brazilian Development Bank, which had planned to invest in the merged entity, withdrew its backing on July 12th. The same day, Abilio Gines, the boss of CBD, said he was suspending his offer to merge with Carrefour. Eric Knight of Knight Vinca, an investment manager which has stood up to Blue Capital, says the Brazilian deal had attractive features, but it was absurd to imagine that Casino could be excluded from the discussions. Meanwhile, Carrefour's problems in France show no signs of going away. This week it said operating profits for the first 6 months of the year would fall by 23%, mainly due to an abysmal performance in French hypermarkets. France accounts for 44% of the group's sales. These huge out-of-town stores are ailing as people opt for smaller, closer shops. Carrefour still shifts plenty of food, but it struggles to beat specialist electronics and clothing brands. The firm also admitted to a big mistake on pricing. This year, Carrefour passed on commodity price rises to consumers several months before its rivals, such as Leclerc and Intermarché. Shoppers objected. Carrefour lost market share. The firm now needs to deliver a knockout blow in pricing, says Christopher Hogbin of Bernstein Research. As Carrefour is the world's second biggest retailer, it should have the clout to cut prices by more and for longer than any other supermarket chain in France. But that might displease Blue Capital, as short-term profits would suffer. Some of its rivals are privately owned, and so feel less short-term pressure to perform. Carrefour's remaining big project is an internal one, managed by its chief executive, Lars Olofsson.